Good morning. Welcome to the July bid opening for the July 20th. Welcome to the pre-bid for the July 20th bid opening. You will silence your cell phones. We'll get into this, a few housekeeping issues here. Make sure you sign the attendance sheet that Kimberly is now handing around. In all of your correspondence, please make sure you include the call order, JP number, that it just help us assist you a lot faster. As most of you are well aware, sample proposals, plans, other information is available on our website. Anybody bidding as a joint venture, please complete the request for joint venture form. Return that to us prior to the submitting your bid. And as usual, all revisions, including the estimate revisions, must be by in by noon Tuesday. My last announcement, we're going to have a constructability review for the upcoming I-40 Choctaw Road project. It'll be held immediately after the August pre-bid. But as of right now, the plans, you can see the plans online. If you go to our website, go to the September bid opening, click on preliminary plans, all the plans are there. I should have brought a set here. The plans are like this thick, so we're not going to print them out unless you ask for it. So if you need a hard copy, send me an email or somebody in our office an email, and we'll get a hard copy made for you. But everything's available online. You can see that right now. And we'll get a word out to the AGC and some others to make sure everybody knows that this is coming up. And it's call order 100 on September. You might need to know that as you're looking things up. All right. So did I forget anything? We're good, John, Rhea, Kim? We good? All right. Today will be a quick one. We're going to jump right to call order 110. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just teasing. Call order 40. But we won't be here long. On call order 40, revising plans, pay items. We're going to add an incentive disincentive special revision. And we're reducing the calendar days to 100 days and any signed day pay items that may be associated with that. So again, revising pay items plans, including an incentive disincentive, and reducing the calendar days to 100. Now call order 110. Call order 110, SBR 219B, 55 and a whole, SB, Creek County. It's a bridge rehab project for State Highway 117. Revising plans. We had several questions on this project. First question. So this project has a pay item for weathering steel bearing assemblies. Sheet 28 says to use stainless steel. Are we using stainless steel material or weathering steel material? And the response is we're using weathering steel. Next question, on sheet 10, under notes, it mentions doing salvage topsoil. If this is required, will ODOT add a pay item for this? So we need to revise note 3 on sheet 6 that earthwork pay items include salvage topsoil. Plans will be revised. Last question on plan sheet 3. Note for carbon fiber reinforcement polymer for superstructure. It states to use an inorganic zinc-rich primer. Is this necessary, and if so, what for? We've never seen this before on an FRP job. We typically don't use this on ODOT projects. We use the corrosion inhibitor. Mohammed, do we have a response to this? We still looking into it? All right, still looking into that one. Next call order. It's call order 180, SBR-246C, 28 and a whole SB. It's a bridge rehab on State Highway 150 in McIntosh County. This project, we're revising plans. There's several questions on this project. First question, can the sign days be checked for the portable changeable message signs? We see that note TC 80 includes this pay, is included in the pay item. This note is usually for construction zone impact attenuators. We'll revise the plans to address that issue. Next question. There was a request to increase the contract time from 60 to 90. The response was no. Next question, on sheets 7 and 9, the peer number listed on the bottom page does not match the peer number on bar list. Please clarify which peers are required to be encased. We're revising the plans to address that issue. If peer number 4 is being encased, there is existing concrete encasement under existing pier. Is this required to be removed? Pier number 4 is located at the southeast end of the bridge. Please refer to the GP&E for location. This pier does not have an existing concrete encasement. Do you want to kind of clarify that? I know we talked about that yesterday, Patty, but.
The piers out in the field actually have spray paint on them, and they're actually the opposite of what they should be. Does that make any sense? It says Pier 1, spray painted Pier 1, and that is actually Pier 4. So refer to our plans and not the actual spray paint on the bridge.
Thank you.
Good.
Who?
Sorry.
I didn't think I had an accent, but maybe I do.
Piers, correct? The two end ones? Are we encasing those? Are those one that? Okay, then. Okay, that's the one that it has flowable fill or something underneath it. Okay.
Yeah. Next question. Will the department add a detail for miscellaneous structural steel repairs for bridge item type A that is described on sheets 10 and 11, which include bolts and nut sizes and description for diaphragm, splice plates, and stiffener connection repairs? And the response to that was no. Next call order. It's call order 190. SBR-246N, 29 and a whole SB. It's a bridge rehab on US 69 in McIntosh County. Revising plans on this project. Several questions here. This is a tie job, so this first set of questions replies to JP number 3206604. Again, 3206604 in the whole. First question regarding that project. Section AA on sheet 9 references an existing concrete approach slab. The existing roadway is asphalt and there is no approach slab. Please revise and clarify how this is to be repaired. The plans refer to a concrete block that is existing. The plans do not refer to an approach slab. The plans remain as is. Yes, sir.
We're taking out 2 foot on the.
Hold on, Logan. All right.
We're taking 2 foot out on the roadway side to replace the expansion joint, and the concrete block is only a foot. So it's a. The existing concrete is smaller than what you're wanting to remove.
Okay. Patty, you got to. Hold on. John.
Remove the concrete and remove 1 foot of asphalt.
That makes sense.
Okay. Okay. Is that clear in the plans? Do we need to clarify that? That's sufficient? Okay. Next question. On sheet 9 under deck demolition, note number 2, it mentions the use of 15-pound jackhammer. Will the department consider removing this and adding typical note that has been in other jobs that mention the use of hand-operated tools and no equipment-mounted tools? This is not typical for full-depth removal, and we will revise the plans to address this. Next question. On sheet 9, under deck demo note number 3, it mentions brush blasting and power washing. Are both of these required, or is it our option? And again, we revised the plans to address that issue. Next question. Will the department add a pay item for sealing joints as mentioned in detail A on sheet 9? Response was no. Seat number two, ceiling joints are paid for under Class AA concrete. And the last question on that JP number, will the department add a pay item for or note to add mechanical splices in lieu of lap splice for phase construction at expansion joint and construction joint locations? And the response was no. And the next set of questions are for the other JP number, 3205704. Again, 3205704 in the hole. First question on that JP. On sheet B12 under deck demolition note number two, it mentions the use of the 50-pound jackhammer. Same question, same answer. We'll revise the plans to address that. Next question, sheet 12 under deck demo note number seven mentions brush blasting and power washing. Again, we'll revise the plans to address that issue. Next question was, will the department add a pay item to add mechanical splices and little lap splices? Same response to that question. The answer was no. Yes. Hold it down.
Make that proposal to the resident engineer for him to approve or for his approval.
Next question. Will the department add a pay item for Class B bridge deck repair for bridges A and B? Response was no. And the last question, is the department's intent to patch inside face of parapet walls with pneumatically placed mortar? If so, please add a note. And the response was no. We're not in a very giving mood today. And the last couple of questions on this project. On sheet 15 of the plans, and it doesn't mention which set of plans, but sheet 15 of the plans, can the length of the anchor plates be corrected? Response is plans will be revised to show 1/2 inch by 1 foot 2 inch by 4 foot 1.5 inch anchor plate. Again, we're going to show 1/2 inch by 1 foot 2 inch by 4 foot 1.5 inch anchor plate. And the last question, do the bearing pads have steel laminates on them? The response was no. The detail will be revised to clarify the bearing pad is unreinforced. Next call order 340. NHPPI-4400, 13 Hall SS. It's a bridge rehab on US 75 in Tulsa County. Several questions on this project. Again, this is a tied project, so this first set of questions are for JP number 2887604 in the hole. Again, that's 2887604 in the hole. I don't have answers, but we'll ask these questions. Will the department remove note number one for a pay plan quantity from the CLSM backfill and Class AA concrete? Yes. We'll remove that note. So we're revising plans. Next question, same JP number. Will the department look at encasing abutment number one on Bridge B due to the condition of existing abutment?
If the condition has changed since we assessed this project, and it has been a while since we did that, so they can determine that in the field and have the construction engineer or the resident engineer decide on that.
Okay. You okay with that, Mark?
There's a class AA, a note on a class AA pay item that addresses that if they need to do more extensive patching. AA instead of the pneumatic mortar.
Okay.
So
increase the quantity for the class AA in case there's more needed. All right, the next questions are for JP number 2906904. Again, that's 2906904. First question, will the department allow Southwest Boulevard to be closed to traffic during non-peak hours for deck demolition? The response is this will need to be coordinated with ODOT and possibly with the city of Tulsa. And the last question, for encasement of the existing piles under abutments, there is existing concrete for CLSM already there. Please clarify if this is required to be removed. Response was yes, to accomplish the work as shown in the plans, it will have to be removed. Please refer to the general notes on plan sheets 4 and 5, in particular, notes encasement of abutment piles and removal of bridge items. Also refer to plan details and notes on sheets 12 and 13.
Anthony?
Yes, sir.
That
is all the questions. I want to repeat that last response so in case anybody's writing that down. Refer to general notes on plan sheets 4 and 5 with particular attention to the notes on encasement of abutment piles, removal of bridge items. Also refer to plan details and notes on sheets 12 and 13. Go ahead, Mark.
We'll be adding a prosecution in progress for a delayed start on this project to like November because we just started work on the 244-44 junction that's got that ramp closed. It's going to be used as a detour.
Okay.
We'll be adding 2 milestones for each of the bridge projects for timely completion because we're shutting down the one over Southwest Boulevard, and we'll have our standard lane rental tip special provision in there. And since nobody requested to add more time, we think we need to reduce time. So.
All right. So just to kind of recap that, revising plans and pay items, adding the delayed work start till November, adding a milestone, and adding a land rental to this project. All right. Next call order. Call order 370. NHPP, that's 272N, 204 in the whole SS. It's a bridge and approach project in US 64 in Tulsa County. We're adding an A plus B special provision to this project. The A time will be 3:45. The B time will be 3:30 at a rate of $6,000 a day with a maximum of 75 days. Removing the flex start from this project. And we're revising the smoothness special revision. That's 430-2QA, revising that special revision. Next call order, call to 390, CIRB-176C, 151 in a hole, RB. It's a bridge and approaches on a county road in Woods County. This project, we're adding a core permit. We're adding a 404 permit to this project. And that's the end of my notes. All these heads look up like, what? Yeah, that's all we got, if there's anything else. All right. Hope you guys had a great 4th. Enjoy your weekends.